Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues of different types of situations where one is Mekadosh, one betroths a woman, and he does some type of tenai, some type of stipulation or condition. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer le'isha, one who says to a woman, Harei amekudeshesli, you are betrothed to me, amenas she'etein lach amasayim zuz, on the condition that I will give you 200 coins, Harei zu mekudeshes, the woman is considered betrothed, v'hu yitein. That's only in a situation where he actually gives her the 200 zuz. However, in that situation, the kedushin already takes place from right now, because the Gemara teaches us that kolo imer amanas, anyone says on the condition, hareze kolo imer me'achshav, it's as if they said from now. However, Havel says amanasha etein lach, on the condition that I give you 200 coins, mikam v'atshleshim yoyim, here in this situation he has a time period, has to be given within 30 days. So he gives it during the 30-day period, and then the Kedushin works from the moment that he already said, Harayat Mekudesh is your betrothed to me, because he fulfilled his condition. But if 30 days pass and he didn't give it to her, Eina Mekudesh, in that situation, it's not considered a Kedushin. Let's say the fellow makes a stipulation that he has 200 coins. Harayat Mekudesh, then she's considered betrothed to Yeshlo, if he actually has. That means witnesses testify, we know that he has 200 zuz. Let's say he says on the condition that I will show you 200 zuz, 200 of his own coins. Then it works. However, he has to actually show it to her. It's not enough that witnesses say, oh, we saw that he has 200. Let's say he's a money exchanger and he showed her that he has 200 zuz, 200 coins, but it's not actually his. It's just the money that he's using at work. It's not a condition because her intent was never that she should just show her any random 200 coins. She wanted to make sure that he has some type of money. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, a similar Mishnah. He says, your Mekudesh is your betrothed on the condition that I have a large measurement of land, a field, which is about 75,000 amos by 75,000 amos, or 150,000 square feet. Harei zeh Mekudesh, so yeshli, it's a Kedushin, it works, as long as he actually has it. Amanasha yeshli, let's say he says, on the condition that I have, b'makom pleni, in this particular area, im yeshli bo yisem makom, if he actually has the land in that place, Mekudesh, she's betrothed. And if not, it's not considered a good condition. And let's say, similar to the previous Mishnah, on the condition that I will show you a large portion of land that I own, obviously, then it's betrothed, she's betrothed via Rena, on the condition that he actually shows it to her. It's not enough that witnesses testify. Let's say he just showed her a random piece of real estate in the valley. It doesn't belong to him. Even if he has a connection to it, maybe he's the sharecropper, maybe he pre-bought any of the fruit that it would produce. Nevertheless, Eina Mekudesha, she's not considered Mekudesha, because that's not sufficient. He said that he would show her the land, and he has to own the land. If yes, it works, and if not, it does not. Have a beautiful upcoming day, and a wonderful rest of your week.